From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Am I making believe I see in you a man too perfect to be really true?
Many of us will remember that music from when we were kids. It's Julie Andrews, starring in the 1957 television musical Cinderella by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Because I want you.
And those of a certain age might also remember another musical Cinderella from a few years earlier, the classic animated Disney film.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day at Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping, and the dusting.
What we might not remember from childhood is that while the kids sat mesmerized in the theater or in front of the TV, their parents were sitting alongside and having just as much fun. That's because, along with its colorful characters and fairy tale ending, the Cinderella story also has a healthy dose of adult passions and foibles. So it's not surprising that the tale has also turned up in musicals aimed more at grown-ups. For example, Cinderella plays a role in Stephen Sondheim's 1987 Broadway show Into the Woods, where she and her Prince Charming sing a number called So Happy.
I never thought I'd wed a prince.
I never thought I'd find perfection.
I never thought I could be so happy.
Not an unhappy moment since.
I think we'd be this.
And as you might expect, a story as old as Cinderella started inspiring music long before movies, TV, and Broadway came along. So we also find the story at the opera. Massenet wrote a shimmering Cinderella opera called Cendrillon, and it's well worth a listen. But it's Rossini's version, La Cenerentola, that may most remind us of Disney matinees and Julie Andrews on TV. His opera is full of catchy tunes and almost cartoonish villains, such as Cinderella's buffoonish stepfather and her comically wicked stepsisters. But like all of Rossini's finest comedies, there are plenty of poignant moments sprinkled among the laughs. Those remind us that the happy ending to Cinderella's story wasn't just a gift from some benevolent fairy. For Rossini's Cinderella, the journey from servant's quarters to a princess's throne presents some real dangers. In overcoming them, she displays a gentle and tolerant spirit, some adult insights, and the pluck and courage to defy everyone who stands in her way. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Rossini's 1817 comedy La Cenerentola from the Grand Theatre of Geneva. The production stars mezzo-soprano Vivica Jeannot in the title role and tenor Maxime Mironov as the prince, with conductor Giuliano Carella and the Suisse Romande Orchestra.